This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday. Manny, Todd, Matt, all of you in our fine audience, happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy Friday. Are you feeling it today? Are you feeling the happy Friday thing?
It's a feel-good Friday.
Feel-good Friday. I'm in that feel-good Friday mode myself. Yes, indeed. Yes, a lot going on the program, so I apologize for the slight suspense to the start here, but I'm running around with my hair on fire. Trying to find a fire extinguisher.
Well, that's good to say.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. We do have a busy show today. By the way, there are still Donald Trump tickets available. Ticketmaster.com for the the Bismarck appearance for him Thursday at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We will be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday working on an interview, and we want your questions for Donald Trump. So I'm going to give you a number in a minute. I'd like you to jot it down, and any time as the Spirit moves you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, between now and when he appears on a stage at 1 o'clock Thursday, send in your questions that you would like asked of him. And we'll be submitting those to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference organizers, Ron Ness at the Petroleum Council, and that team, and we'll also use some of them in our interview that I hope is going to happen. It's not confirmed yet, but we're working on it and getting close to getting that all lined up, so stay tuned, all right? But anyway, I like asking your questions. It's great. We're going to ask a few for Ted Danson today on the program, the Sam Malone star of Cheers, who is in, well, he's actually not here, but he wanted you to go see Bill Clinton today at Rowe Farms at 3:30. And you can go to hillaryclinton.com and get yourself a... it's free to get there, but you have to RSVP, I guess, is what you do. But 3:30 this afternoon, the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, at Rowe Farms. So take that in if you wish. But we had some great questions yesterday, and we pose a few of those, and you'll hear that interview bottom of this hour. Next hour, Doug Burgum will be here, another of our series of talk radio town halls. I've really enjoyed these because we have put Wayne Stengel, the attorney general, and Doug Burgum behind the microphone to answer your questions, one after another. Take all comers. Just like Congressman Cramer does in a talk radio town hall for an hour every single week. Folks, politicians don't do that. That's not normal. It isn't. It doesn't happen. That's why Congressman Cramer is given the award as having the most town halls of anybody in Congress. It is an extraordinary feat. And for these candidates to do it, the attorney general and Doug Burgum tell you how bad they want to be governor. Because they're here every week for an hour taking your questions. And we're doing that right up to the election on June 14th. So another one of those next hour today on the program, okay? All right. What else? Anything else I need to, in the way of unfinished business to tell you about? I think we're good to go. I woke up this morning about 5 a.m. and read a post on a Facebook question that, one thing I don't think I finished. The Donald Trump tickets, in addition to Ticketmaster.com, you can also go to the Bismarck Event Center. But this is it. If you don't have tickets now, you're not gonna have them. Okay, this is it. I don't believe there'll be any other tickets. This was sort of the last batch that they put together. So Ticketmaster.com or Bismarck Event Center to get your tickets. And here's the Trump hotline for your questions. That was the other thing I promised you. This is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline that will answer all weekend long and up to the event next week with your questions. 855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you call, you'll hear, thank you for calling. Just press 1 right away, and you'll be able to leave a message. So just as simple as pressing 1 and leave the message. Here's my question for Donald Trump, okay? And that's 855-200-1776, extension 1. Think about it a little bit and ask the questions that you're really concerned about. Donald Trump has, I believe, risen to the top of the pile, now leading in some polls and head-to-head matchups with Hillary Clinton in November even, which was, a 20-point deficit 3 weeks, a month ago, and being used by Ted Cruz and others to say, see, he'll lose, leading in polls. I believe the reason he's defied every political pundit for the most part for the last year, because he has tapped into the frustration that we have as taxpayers, as citizens, as folks that revere this great country. I really honestly believe that. And one issue I think that is a prime example where we can learn a little bit from Donald Trump is the issue of President Obama's demand of our schools. President Barack Obama, his Department of Justice, his Department of Education, has sent a letter to our schools, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, our schools, every school in this country, and said, anybody can use the locker rooms, the shower facilities, the bathrooms that your kids do. They can choose their own bathroom. And if you don't let them do that, we are going to take money away from you. Ironically, to feed low-income kids, probably. It's sort of ridiculous. They give you this money, then they take it away, and they gave you the money to do some good in the first place, supposedly. But whatever. Folks, I don't know about you, but that sounds like something in the movie Godfather. Not happening between a federal government and a state government in the greatest country on the face of this earth. And I posted on my Facebook page a response to all of this from Kirsten Baszler, the superintendent of public instruction, that included a small bit of information from Governor Dalrymple. And the response that I'm having trouble finding right now, here it is, 112 comments to wade through here, really stuck with me. Here was the response. It's from an Andrew. He said, thank God someone stands up for the majority. All you manly men with daughters, are you really okay with some guy following your daughter into a restroom because he says he identifies with the female gender? Really? Really? Stop saying stuff like that just because your favorite politicians tell you that's the way you should think. Do you honestly think Bill or Hillary would think it's okay if some perv would have followed Chelsea into the ladies' room? I'll bet if Chelsea would have had a man follow her into the ladies' restroom, they'd have had a problem with it. Time to stand up for what's the real thing. Time to stand up for what is the real thing. I know everybody wants to be politically correct because it makes us feel better, but come on. Our children look to us to protect them. And that means all the time. Not just when it seems like the political momentum is right. As we're sparring back and forth about our political choices, just remember, we're leaving this for our kids to recover from. Our politically correct, insane ideology. Let's remember, we hold the key. Come on. He went on to say some things that were not fit for a family audience, but I get his point. He's mad, okay? All right, that was posted 10 hours ago. I read it at 5 this morning. And I thought it pretty accurately reflected what I've heard from a lot of you. Now, our political leaders here have the benefit of seeing what Donald Trump does when confronted with things people are mad about. And I think they could borrow a page out of his passion playbook. And by the way, Donald Trump's far from perfect. Find me anybody that is. But I think the fact that he's not a politician and just says what's on his mind, sometimes not the thing that should be uttered, but says, has people going, thank you, thank you. Finally, let's wrestle this country back from the brink. Let's get back to common sense. So, on behalf of Andrew and every other caller that's called since this letter arrived on the desk of our schools right here, we've asked this question of our governor, Jack Dalrymple, our Attorney General, Wayne Stengem, a candidate for governor, and we'll ask it today of Doug Burgum as well. They shouldn't be given a pass on this, and the people should be heard. It's my thoughts. I want yours, too, at 800-228-0550. We will play some of the comments for you of Governor Dalrymple and Attorney General Stengem. We have those already. We don't have Doug Burgum's yet, but he'll be here today for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ted Danson at the bottom of the hour gets to answer your questions and talk about Bill Clinton coming to town. He'll be in Fargo later today. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Danson coming up in just a little bit, and a great question, proving once again this audience is 100 times smarter than I'll ever be, was a question yesterday for Ted Danson. Okay, you got a Hillary Clinton supporter coming to town. Just ask Ted Danson, you know, what's going to keep the power on? They want to get rid of, you know, no fracking. They want to end coal. How do you keep the power on? Oh, is it a beautiful question? And I'm telling you, here's the answer. Jackie Gleason, humana. But you got to wait for it. It's coming up on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Those are the folks that are going to keep the power on for you right there. And I tell you what, they need more foot soldiers standing up to this nonsense, this effort to, you know, kill coal, to take out fossil fuels. They need you. And it impacts you. The cost of everything goes up when electricity costs go up. The cost of everything goes up when the cost of electricity goes up. Not to mention the reliability. Fargo's fighting some of that right now with the reliability on energy, but all these power outages. Well, it'll get a lot worse if a clean power plant gets its way. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. You'll like it. Okay, Toby in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go, Toby.
Hey, good morning. Just a comment on your transgender talk in the bathrooms. I have nothing but daughters, and I heard you ask if I would be upset if somebody walked in on one of my daughters. And I've had to coach my daughters up on a lot of things, but it's really sad when I got to coach them up that they need to go to the bathroom in packs and have make sure somebody is standing watch in case someone of a different sex comes to use that bathroom. Because that's what they're going to have to start doing, is looking out for each other, these young ladies. I thank God that my daughters go to a school where this will never happen, but they do travel to the public schools, and they will have to use public school bathrooms all across the city and state. And that's what we're going to have to do, is coach our kids up to gang up and have a lookout. And it's really kind of sad that you can't have that kind of privacy, and that you have to, never in my wildest dreams, I think I'd have to talk to my kids about the...
In our schools, Toby. We're talking about our schools. We're talking about your daughter in the school that she goes to. You can't send her to the school and know she'll be protected. Unbelievable.
The school of mine go to, I know they can be. That's what's beautiful about where they're at. But they're in sports. They're in other activities. They're going to be traveling to schools where they're not going to be protected. Yep.
Good point.
And that's a scary thing to me.
Where do your kids go to school?
They go to school at the Catholic schools here in Bismarck at St. Mary's and East Academy. Okay. And they're spread throughout. I got a bunch of them. So this has been a very... difficult topic for me, because
here's what's sad. Toby, what you've described is common sense, and I believe that Jack Dalrymple, Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum all believe that, right? I do. I don't think you, in their heart of hearts, they do. But you know what? Their answers are like, oh, I don't want to offend anyone. I got to be careful. Oh, I don't, you know. We asked Wayne Stengem, what do you personally believe? I can't even decipher the answer. It's frustrating to me, because this is basic common sense. And by the way, I'm not a bigot. I don't hate anyone. This isn't quite honestly, I have enormous empathy for anyone in a position that I'm not sure if they're a boy or a girl and want to move from one to the other. Okay. I have a lot of empathy for them, because there's a lot of, you ought to pray for every one of them. But you know what? They're 0.1% of the population. Okay. So accommodate them as you must, but do not make vulnerable the kids in our schools as a result of wanting to be politically correct for them. That's not a hard decision. That shouldn't be difficult. Right. That's what I don't get.
It should be an easy, common sense decision that you know, that's absolutely ludicrous. Let's just take care of it and do the right thing. But I don't know. We got to prepare ourselves we got to arm our young ones with how they can effectively battle back against it. And the only thing I can think of is when you have to use the restroom in a public place or a public school or whatever, you better take three or four friends with you and have a couple in the hallway looking either way.
Right, but I applaud your practical response to this, but I'm not there yet. I'm not ready to tell. I'm in the. We're not taking this. And please fight. Here's Governor Dalrymple when asked about his reaction to the president's letter. Roll cut one.
Well, I have said that I think it's a classic example of federal overreach. The whole notion that, you know, we don't know how to manage the safety and well-being of our students in North Dakota is ridiculous. And then to threaten, you know, taking back, like, federal funds that are designed to help students, especially needy students, you know, I just think it's, like, a totally wrong approach, but something that we have seen in other areas as well. So what we're saying is, look, we have school boards for every school district. People are aware of the situation. People are dealing with it responsibly. And let's do it in North Dakota.
And will you sue these guys? Are you going to sue them to stop this? Here's the next answer, cut two.
Well, that may happen. And I think that ultimately, you know, it does come down to expense. And people, you know, will have to decide, you know, whether they feel it's unreasonable or not. Most school districts, though, in North Dakota, because we're North Dakota, I think, you know, try to take it seriously and try to think of ways to resolve the issue in some kind of practical, responsible way. And that's the way we do things in North Dakota.
All right, those are classic Jack Dalrymple answers, and they're not bad. They're just that's just how Jack is. He doesn't get his hair on fire about anything. I get my hair on fire about everything. But I want some more, you know. I want some more, you know. Pound the table. Let's fix this. We're not taking this sitting down myself. But maybe that's a little too much. Let's see what Kevin and Cavalier thinks about this whole deal. Kevin, you're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking common sense. How about some cowboy logic? Station a cowboy at the entrance of every woman's bathroom. If somebody comes in, looks a little suspicious, tell them to drop his drawers. If they're there, they put their rubber bands on the old girls, send them home, tell them to come back in a couple of weeks or whenever they fall off, and then you're welcome to come back in.
I thought my ideas were radical. James and Alexandria, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Is that cowboy logic? James, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually kind of like that guy's idea. I don't know. I'm a good God-fearing Christian person, and I tried to deal away with the news. I streamed TV on the internet because I just got mad. I got angry, and I even watching Fox, I'd want to throw things lately. But I take old cancer people, 60, 74-year-old men, fishing for walleye in Otter Tail County and Douglas County, and I think I'm doing something to keep my mind off this stuff.
Well, you're doing.
But what?
You're doing the Lord's work, is what you're doing there, James. That's fantastic. It really is. Hang on, I'm gonna get your number so we can call you back when we have some more time. We have Ted Danson next, and then Doug Burgum. So I'm not gonna get a chance to let you finish your comment now, but I want you to do it another time. Tell me more about what you're doing with those cancer patients. I think that is great work. That's incredible. So thanks, James. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, folks.
550. Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglomo of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Can you tell I had a great night's sleep last night, guys? Do I sound rested? After
you do.
Do I? Yeah. Doing a little watching tennis. Yesterday, got back late from Grand Forks after a nice little deal. Red River got beat. Unheard of. Or for tennis fans out there, you know that's a big deal in the East, at least. And I know that the Century tennis squad has been coming up big time. And anyway, state next week. And for the first time in a long time, not in Minot, in Grand Forks. So anyway, I was a tennis dad yesterday, but got back late, did get some good sleep, thanks to MyPillow. Four-for-one deal is back now. The four-for-one deal is the classic four-pack combo, only $99.98. You receive two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160 just for our listeners. That's why we love these. Call 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. You know him as Sam Malone on Cheers. You've seen him on Fargo. And he is a longtime friend of the Clintons, Bill and Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton is in North Dakota, stumping for Hillary Clinton. He'll be at Roll Farms this afternoon at 3:30. Doors open at 2:30. And to talk about it, we welcome Ted Danson to What's on Your Mind. Ted, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
So, do you kind of get tired of living the Sam Malone thing, or has that just come with the turf?
No. You're saying that that's why I get to be here. That's why I get to work. That's literally what allowed me my career. So I'm forever grateful, and it still is a funny show. If you can find it somewhere on the airwaves, it's something I'm very proud of. So, no, I always claim it joyfully.
Have you been to North Dakota before?
I have not. I'm more of that southern Arizona Four Corners area. That's where I was raised, but I haven't been there.
So, like a little word association here, when you hear North Dakota, like what pops into your head?
Plains Indians, Fargo, really difficult dialect to learn for the last thing I did on TV, things like that.
So, by the way, Fargo, do you think that helped or hurt our whole image of North Dakota? Good thing, bad thing?
Good thing, because it was so beautifully done. It was so well done that I think there will be a fondness in everyone's heart whenever they hear that, Fargo, I think.
Yes.
And you know what? I mean, that whole when I talk to people who were came from that area, friends of mine, one of the things they described about that dialect was that it was earnest and sincere and hardworking and stiff upper lip. Life may be hard, it may be cold, but we are going to step up to the plate every time. That, to me, is a wonderful way, I think, of describing that part of the world, and I think that's kind of a complimentary thing.
Hardy, yeah. We like to say 40 below keeps the riffraff out, if you know what I'm saying. You know, just
you know, we the first year they shot Fargo, they literally had one day of 40 below, and some of the rubber cables, the electric cables, self-exploded. They just shattered. Just sitting there, it was so cold.
It's so fun. I mean, and again, Fargo TV, of course, really, we got to go back to Fargo the movie, right? And really, when you think about it, what that all started, and it is pretty cool. So that is great. So one more question on the Cheers thing. Cliffy Clavin, I understand, Mr. Rossmuller, is a fairly conservative fellow. He's done, you know, some talk radio stuff on helping out manufacturers and stuff. Did you guys ever talk shop when the cameras were off, or were you sparring on politics or anything, you and Cliffy?
No, you know what? No, not really. Kelsey Grammer is also has kind of different point of view on politics than I do, but our love of each other and the camaraderie, it's really like being on a sports team and being together for 11 years every day, making each other laugh. You know, they can do no wrong. They are forever in my heart, and I think that's probably true for all of us.
Bill Clinton is coming to Fargo.
Friday.
To stump for Hillary Clinton, exactly. That'll happen later today, and we've been talking about it for the while. It's one of the reasons we're chatting with Ted Danson. Ted is a supporter of Hillary Clinton's candidacy for president. So first, you know, the big thing in the Democratic Party right now is Hillary or Bernie, right? And you've known the Clintons for a long time and obviously been vocal for them before, was, you know, bring me inside that race. Is that, do you see these as very different candidates, both pretty good in their own way, but I like this one better than the other? What's your take on the race?
I am kind of proud of the conversation that the Democrats are having. I mean, they are, I think, you know, ultimately they are in favor of the same things and they care about the same things. How they get there, how they see whether you do it in a revolution or you do it incrementally, you know, they may vary on talking points like that. But by and large, we are, I think, in the Democratic Party talking about the same issues and caring about the same things. I could tell you policy stuff, but the truth is the reason why I'm, you know, talking about Hillary Clinton is that I have known her for 22 years and my wife has known her for 40 years. And when you hear people define her on the television in ways that, you know, I can't even recognize her, it just felt like, you know, I wanted to get out and say this is one of the most remarkable people I've ever met, one of the most loyal friends I've ever met. People, you know, who have known her since Arkansas, since Chicago days, are out there all over the country talking her up. She has friends that have known her forever that are working very hard. Staff has been with her forever. You know, when she was nominated to be Secretary of State, you know, 98 senators voted for her. Two voted against her, but they were actually, it was a protest vote about something else. The majority of the senators, vast majority of senators of Congress, men and women, are supporting her, and they have worked with her and seen that she can work across the aisle and that she cares about solving things, that she's kind of the smartest person in the room. Those things are what attract me to her and her resilience. I mean, she's had everything thrown at her over the years, and she still gets up and focuses on the issues to make things better. So I'm a huge fan, obviously.
She has made a comment recently about coal. I want to play you just a short clip of it and then play a question from one of the listeners we have related to that issue.
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
And let Daryl and Minot to ask this question of you.
I would like to know where all our power is going to come from and who's going to pay for it if they cut off fracking and our coal industry. Where is everything going to come from if we don't provide it for ourselves?
And before you answer that, the one point she said about fracking, and, you know, this is obviously big in North Dakota. I don't know if you're aware of that, but we have 800-plus-year supply of recoverable coal, very robust lignite industry here, and also, obviously, the second-largest oil-producing state to Texas in North Dakota. And here's what she said about fracking, which is making that industry go.
So by the time we get through all of my conditions, I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
All right. So that's why a guy like Daryl says, well, how are we going to put a plane off the ground?
Right.
How are we going to power our homes?
All right. Let me go back to, that first statement. I do think that, when you look at, even energy companies are beginning to look at different ways to supply energy than coal. It does seem like that is the direction this energy is going. So when she said we are putting them out of work, I think what she was talking about is how do you make sure that people whose livelihoods have depended on coal, how do you provide jobs for those people when coal may be, you'd certainly have to say that it looks like it's going in that direction, may be phased out. Are certainly less than, or the restrictions on what comes out of, burning coal are environmentally sound enough that it makes it harder to do coal plants. However you look at it, coal seems to be basically on its way out. So her statement wasn't we're going to erase, get rid of coal, so ha ha ha. It is, if this is what the direction the country is going, we need to make sure that we supply energy sources that are renewable, that create jobs in those areas. It's not about neglecting coal, states that provide coal energy. It's about how do you protect those jobs and those people, when that industry may be on the decline. That's what I think that statement was.
All right, but
it was interpreted as we're getting rid of coal, so ha ha on you. And I don't think that was the case. Second part of the question is where does the energy come from? I don't know. But first off, if you take, the entire Republican, at least people running for candidacy now, Donald Trump, says climate change is a joke, a farce, or whatever. So, whereas, the rest of the world, the rest of science, pretty much everyone on the Democratic, not pretty much, everyone on the Democratic side of the ticket feels that actually climate change is one of the biggest issues that this world faces, and not just, liberal do-gooders. The Pentagon feels that way, too. So there's a real huge argument to be made that we do need to do something about, how much fossil fuel we burn. So if you take that, if you don't believe in that, then, the conversation is kind of a Alice in Wonderland conversation. Of course you want to burn coal and oil, and who cares, because climate change is a farce. But if you take it seriously, like most of the world does, then I may not have exactly all the answers of where your energy is going to come from, but we need to be making a huge focus on reducing the amount of fossil fuel we burn. So, sorry, I don't have that answer, but there is one, and I'm probably not the guy to answer that.
All right. Brenda in York, North Dakota. There's a place you'll want to visit sometime, Benson County. Go ahead and roll Brenda's question.
I am wondering what Hillary's supporters, how can they support someone who did what she did with our military men in Benghazi? And maybe that's not important to them. I just don't get it. I want to know what her supporters say about that. It just is a shame, I guess.
All right. And because we are up against the clock here, we're going to wait for Ted's answer for our listener from York on Benghazi until after the break. So we'll play that question one more time just so you remember it after the break, and give Ted a chance to answer that. We're chatting with Ted Danson. Ted Danson is stumping for Hillary Clinton today on What's on Your Mind. And, of course, Bill Clinton is in North Dakota doing the same today. So a little push ahead of the primary vote for Democrats next month in a very tight race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. What's on Your Mind continues Talk Radio Town Hall with Doug Burgum next hour, so stay tuned. Lots coming up on the program.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, talking about the NDSC's Defensive Driving Course.
There's a huge segment in that course devoted to
distracted driving, and we just encourage anybody with employees to get as many people through that as they possibly can, because then we can really spend some time, dive down with videos and computer animation and really show them the science behind it and why they need to make a change. We're not asking you to not use your phone. We're just asking you to use it smarter. Just pull over when you have to make or receive a call if it's an important thing. Visit our website, ndsc.org, for training and for tips. And let's just make North Dakota roads a whole lot safer than they are right now.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing distracted driving in North Dakota, visit ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Breakfast, lunch, or supper is better at PetroServe USA with that 4-for-4 deal all day, every day. Get the pizza, the pop, two cookies, 4-for-4. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Back with Ted Danson, stumping for Hillary Clinton, and we have a great question from Brenda in New York. Here it is.
I am wondering what Hillary's supporters, how can they support someone who did what she did with our military men in Benghazi? And maybe that's not important to them. I just don't get it. I want to know what her supporters say about that. It just is a shame, I guess.
The question is, I'm sorry, her question is, how do I support Hillary Clinton because of what she did to our military men in Benghazi? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I sat there and watched all extraordinary 11, I think it was, hours of the Benghazi hearing. and I listened to every one of her answers. So, you know, I think we're just on different sides of an issue. I mean, clearly she does not really care for Hillary Clinton, and I'm not going to be able to talk her into that. But if you did listen to those, you got your answer, you know. You know, first off, you know, the Secretary of State does not run the security division of the Secretary, you know, of the Department of State. There are professionals who do this. And so to say that she was responsible for making decisions that put our ambassador and the men there in jeopardy is kind of simplistic and not right. Sorry, watch the Benghazi, whatever you call it, hearings, and I think you would hear the answers you need to answer to feel better about that.
You are,
if you're so inclined.
You are.
I'm not so sure that the lady who called in is so inclined.
You
so.
you have proved your Bill and Hill friend credentials, though, by saying you watched all 11 hours of that hearing. That's pretty extraordinary. Not a lot of people that would have.
And you know what? If you watch it, you also, I mean, what's extraordinary is, you know, she knows these people. These are friends. These are people she cared about. So to say that, you know, to use that as a political, you know, talking point that she does not care is just really, to be honest, ludicrous.
What difference does it make? Didn't help that, right? And you see the soundbite, not everything. And I honestly think people don't believe that issue. I mean, there's family members that are very upset about it and very upset at her. So it isn't as though there aren't still questions from people in there. I don't think the issue has been addressed.
But I tell you something. She would sit down and answer and talk with each one of those family members and may have, you know. So this is not her ducking an issue. You know, she sat there for 11 hours and very carefully answered those, you know, attacks, basically.
All right, last question. This one is from Ben, Brett in Bismarck, and it is a question about our federal debt for Ted Danson. Go ahead.
How are you going to get our country back to where we're not so far in debt that our kids or grandkids can never pay it off? It's a huge number. If you want to pay it off over 20 years like you do a house loan, and that's with no interest, you're talking $950 billion a year, and that's like $2.6 billion a day, every day for the next 20 years, just to get us back to even.
Pretty amazing math. And he talked about Obama comes in, it's $9 trillion. When he leaves office, it's $19 trillion. So it's a big, big problem. What's the silver bullet that Hillary has to fix?
Well, first off, blessedly, I'm not running for office because I can't answer that question. But I know she can, and I know she, you know, if you care, I would go on to HillaryClinton.com and look at all of her policy statements, because she does address that. I am not that kind of surrogate that can tell you her policy positions verbatim, so forgive me if I duck that question. Sorry.
All right, no problem. So last...
I will tell you that if you are conservative of nature and thinking about, you know, voting for Mr. Trump, there is not anybody, economist, you know, in the world who looks at some of his plans, especially when it comes to immigration, and doesn't see a $400 billion price tag to even come close to doing the impossible with his ideas of immigration. So there are, you know, good questions, valid questions. I can't answer it, but definitely go to the, you know, to the website to look at her thoughts and plans, because she does have, and she has talked, you know, specifically. I'm not the person at the moment to be able to tell you what they are, and I apologize.
That's all right. But, since you directed the caller to HillaryClinton.com, I'll just give you one name that you can spend a little time with on your next flight, Stephen Moore. Is an economist who would meet that test you just put up there for Donald Trump on his tax plan on the debt, but there are a few out there. But before we let you go, you know, the famous thing, obviously, at you know, in Cheers was when Norm would come in, everybody yelled Norm. Our Norm around here is Todd. Would you mind joining me in a little welcome to Todd into the studio here before we let you go?
As long as you promise to yell it at the same time.
Of course. Here we go. In 1, 2, 3. Todd!
Dad!
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was good. Todd,
hey, thank you for putting me through my paces. This was a good conversation, and I appreciate it.
You bet. 2:30, doors open at Roll Farm. 3:30, Bill Clinton will address a crowd at Roll Farm in Fargo today. That's why Ted Danson joining us, stumping for Hillary Clinton today on a program on What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Ted.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You did well, Todd. Yeah, you're a celebrity now. You're the norm What's on Your Mind studio and the pub.
Okay.
Talk Radio Town Hall with Doug Burgum coming up next. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, along with malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, and much more. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.